Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran, Joe Auriemma, and a special guest this week. Since spring training is in the air, the crack of the bat, the fresh smell of fresh-cut grass, and a new oiled glove. God, I love that smell. Patrick Teal from Pinstripes Plus, the publisher of Pinstripes Plus and PinstripesPlus.com, the magazine and the website. Patrick, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Our buddy, he's always with us. He has his fingers on the pulse of the Yankees farm system, and he hasn't steered Joe, myself, or any Yankee fan wrong yet. So we keep him close to us, and we hope you enjoy his time on the program right now. And first and foremost, first and foremost, Patrick, I was thinking of Kevin Sullivan, our fearless leader on YesNetwork.com, but Curtis Granderson, he goes down on, I believe it was the fifth pitch. He saw a 2-2 count, and he breaks his forearm on a J-Hap fastball inside. And, you know, the first thing that came to everybody's attention was Johnny Damon contacting the Yankees and saying, you know, we'll basically work for food. And I had this. I mean, if the Yankees are looking for a 39-year-old who can't hit or throw, I'm available. I mean, no disrespect to Johnny Damon. If it wasn't for him in the 09 World Series, the Yankees don't win. But I don't think, Patrick, the Yankees have to, you know, go into the past. I think it's time to start seeing what they have down on the farm and look into the future. So besides the usual suspects, who can we see that could, you know, like Juan Rivera, or Matt Diaz? Who could we see the Yankees plucking from their system to maybe come up and make an impact with the big club as they break camp to fill in for Curtis Granderson?
My strong suggestion to the Yankees would be to just let Zoilo Almonte give it a fly. This is a guy, now, he could crash and burn.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that, if he gets hot, he's a very confident player, but if he gets hot right out of the gate, I mean, he's a guy who could put up Swisher-like production numbers, maybe not on base percentage because he doesn't draw a lot of walks. He's a patient guy, but doesn't draw a lot of walks. But he's got, I mean, he's a switch hitter, but he's got great, great pull-side power from the left. And with that short port in right, this is a team that doesn't have a lot of power right now, that could really use some power, especially with Granderson out, especially from the left side. I can't imagine that they wouldn't let Almonte just give it a try for a few weeks, see what he does, because he's a serviceable defensive outfielder. You know, he's not great, but he's not bad either. He can steal some bases, but he's got some really good power, and he gives you good at-bats. I mean, I think that's the thing. He doesn't chase many pitches out of the zone. I think we've already seen that in a few spring training games already. This is a guy that, you know, you could plug in there. I don't think his confidence is going to get shaken. You just got to stroll him out there every day, let him know, hey, you're our guy for a month. Just go out there and do what you can. And I think he could really do it. I agree with you. I think at the time is now. It's enough with the old player retreads. It's time to start going with the youth. I mean, they're talking about payroll.
And just so everybody knows, I mean, all joking aside, Damon's OPS was 611, the same OPS as Chris Stewart last year.
Right.
So it's time to start looking at what they have down there, looking at these kids, seeing what they can do. Now, that's as far as position players go. Now, do you think the shortstop, you know, if Derek Jeter, he's expected to be there on opening day, but do you think Eduardo Nunez is going to get some looks at short this year, besides maybe being the right-handed bat with the DH as well?
Yes, I do.
And that aside, is there anyone, now this is a stretch, but is there anyone down on the farm that could fill in if, you know, God forbid in the Yankees case that Derek Jeter can't go and Nunez, you know, he's not getting the job done in the field at shortstop, making errors like he did last year. Is there anyone else down there that the Yankees could bring up and possibly plug into shortstop or anywhere in the infield?
Well, now there's the big qualifier, anywhere else in the infield. They don't have anybody else at shortstop that's near big league ready. I mean, the best shortstop they have is Cito Culver, and he's a few years away. Now, if you're talking about infield, I mean, they'd probably, if Nunez couldn't do the job, they'd have to go to Jason Nix, and then they'd have to slide somebody else in that utility role. That could bring up, David Adams, but now he's got the tweak back a little bit right now. So we haven't really seen him in big league camp yet. He's a guy that could do it. Corbin Joseph played third base yesterday. He's a guy that could play some second and third. They don't really have any shortstops right now that are ready at the big league level.
So that's a scary proposition for the Yankees this year. You know, Derek Jeter's coming back from the broken ankle. Mariano Rivera's coming back from the knee surgery. Those are two big keys to the Yankees' success in 2013, and they're both coming back from major injuries and major surgery. The depth in that bullpen is one of the things that the Yankees have to look at. Now, we've heard about Mark Montgomery, but what about putting him on the shelf, putting him on the side? Who else can make an impact in the bullpen, Patrick? Maybe not breaking camp, but at some point during the season.
You know, he's an unheralded guy. He's not gonna wow anybody when he steps on the mound. But I really like Chase Whitley as a middle reliever type. I don't think they're going to bring anybody up that's going to fit anywhere in the back end of the bullpen right now anyway, with Jabba, with Robertson, with Moe. I mean, they don't really need that back end guy. That could be Montgomery's ceiling, but even if they broke him in, he'd kind of fit in that middle relief role. I think a guy like Chase Whitley right now, he's kind of a changeup specialist. He's not a soft tosser. He'll throw 91 to 93, but he's got a really, really good changeup that's effective against both righties and lefties. And he's got a decent slider, and he throws strikes. When he's attacking batters, he's kind of really tough to barrel up against. And, again, he's not going to be a sexy guy because he's not going to throw 98, but he's going to get a lot of ground ball outs, and he just gets the job done. I kind of like him. He's a solid guy. I think he's a guy that would probably be the first guy off the proverbial bench, if you will, coming from the minor leagues into the bullpen.
Hey, Patrick, how are you? It's Joe Auriemma.
Hey, Joe.
Patrick, I want to talk about the catching situation. Francisco Cervelli and Chris Stewart look to have, two positions locked down. Austin Romine is certainly in the mix for breaking camp with the team as a catcher. We've all heard the names Gary Sanchez and J.R. Murphy, and this is something that the Yankees have really had depth with over the years, is really catching depth in their minor league system, and we saw that with Jesus Montero moving on to Seattle. But really, other than Sanchez and Murphy, is there anybody else in the system other than Austin Romine that you think could have an impact over the next couple years at the catching position?
I think Murphy's the guy. Yeah. I think we've seen it. In a couple of bats this spring, I think people look at his numbers and they come away less than impressed. 250 last year, 9-10 home runs, whatever it was.
Right.
He's a guy that he was a third baseman in high school who's transitioned to catcher. He was a project defensively. Now he's an above average defensive catcher. This is a guy that could always hit. Catching, I don't think fans realize just how much is taken out of your time to learn how to catch properly. It takes you away from the batting cages more often than not.
Right.
The bat takes a little bit slower to develop. This is a guy that can really, really hit. I think this is a guy that eventually could be a 280-plus hitter. I think this is a guy that could hit 15 to 20 home runs. I mean, this is a guy who could break into the big leagues, and become a Russell Martin-esque type hitter. Power-wise,
right.
I think he could be an even better hitter average-wise. Might not come right away. He's still only 21 years old. He's got double-A experience. I think people look at it and they think Montero and Sanchez, and they see these prodigious home runs that they hit, and it is impressive. But I think Murphy's a guy that kind of flies under the radar, and I don't think people will realize just how good he is defensively and, more importantly, how good he can be offensively. But, yeah, he's a guy that I think – right now, if you're asking me to handicap it, I kind of like him more than I do Romine long term.
Long term, gotcha. Looking at the starting rotation, Sabathia, another year older, coming off a season where he had two DL stints. Hiroki Kuroda's another year older. Andy Pettitte is older. And Phil Hughes already kind of has some issues with the bulging disc. So, they have David Phelps already kind of penciled in and Ivan Nova penciled in. But as far as depth, that you know, you can never have enough starting pitching, and we're going to see at some point a young arm come up. We saw Adam Warren come up last year. Is there really anybody else that we could see, you know, break into the major leagues this year, you know, for a spot start in July, or, you know, possibly if somebody goes down, have a little bit of an impact middle of the season into the late in the season?
You know, aside from Adam Warren, who's still an option, I know he didn't do well in his debut last year, but, you know, it is a big league debut. You got to kind of throw that one out the window.
And he was totally – it was totally a bad position for sure. Adam. You know, he's proven time and time again how good of a pitcher he is down in the minor leagues.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's definitely solid, and he was kind of, you know, thrust into that position last year. So we can't hold that against him.
Right. Aside from Warren, though, the next guy in the line is Brett Marshall. He's a high makeup guy. He's got a great changeup. He's got a great sinker. The slider was really coming on late last year. He's a high-confidence guy. Coaches love him. Teammates love him. Catchers love him. I love him. He's just a great guy who's very efficient on the mound. I don't think he'd get rattled by the bright lights of New York City. He's a guy that could be, you know, he'd be the first one off, you know, behind Warren off the bench to come in and maybe do a spot start or two.
Right.
Beyond those two, if you had a rash of injuries, a guy, I think we've seen him once already this spring, Jose Ramirez, he's really coming into his own. Now, he's going to be in Double-A this year. He has no Double-A experience. So this is kind of a last-ditch effort kind of guy if you really have that many injuries. But he's got a special arm. I mean, we're talking he'll sit 95 to 98.
Wow.
For long stretches, 5-6 innings. He's got a plus changeup. He's got a plus slider. He throws strikes. I'm a little worried about his confidence. Despite all the great tools that he has, he's not always the most confident guy on the mound. But I think he's a guy that, you know, the arm and the control is special enough that, you know, if you're talking about July or August and he's got some Double-A starts on his belt and he's had some success and the confidence is growing, that the Yankees might feel, and he's also a 40-man roster guy, that might feel confident just throwing up there for a spot start to see what he can do.
A couple of guys that, you know, we've heard about for such a long time, Patrick, the Killer Bees, Betances and Banuelos. Betances is not getting any younger, and last year he just had just major control issues to the point where he was sent back to Double-A. Is this a make-or-break year for him, and what can we expect out of Manny Banuelos?
All right, it is absolutely a make-or-break year for Betances. He was always considered a high-upside, high-risk kind of guy. So to say that his struggles haven't been exactly shocking, let's put it that way. But, yes, he has to turn it around. They're going to keep him in the starting rotation, and they should in AAA, because that's where he can get the most work in. But sooner or later, if that control does not come around, you know, they're going to have to kind of throw him in the bullpen and just sink or swim maybe July, August, see what you can do, because if he doesn't turn things around, he's going to be gone out of the organization next year. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Banuelos is, you know, obviously he had the Tommy John surgery in October. I talked to him probably about 2 weeks ago. He's doing great. He feels great. You know, he's excited about how his arm's going to be when he gets back. He's probably not going to pitch this year at all. Maybe an instructional league at the end of the minor league season, he'll get some pitches in, but I don't expect to see him this year.
And, of course, I'm going to end my questions here. Every year you give us one or two players that you really feel that we might not have heard of beforehand, and, you know, the Yankees and Baseball America really haven't put a label on these guys yet as, you know, up-and-coming prospects. But last year you told us about Brett Marshall. Last year you told us about Tyler Austin. So who are a couple of guys that are on your radar that could possibly make a difference this year in the minor league system and could make a difference down the road for the New York Yankees?
First guy off on the top of my tongue is Greg Bird, first baseman. This is a guy that I fully believe, strongly believe, he will be a top 100 prospect by year's end. A guy can flat out hit, left-handed batter. He's got patience. He's got power. He can go the opposite field. I saw him turn on it's kind of a neat thing. He was facing Jose Ramirez during intra-squads and instructs last offseason. So 97 inside, 97 inside, got another slider and just absolutely ripped a single down the right field line. This is not a guy. This is most young guys. You know, we're talking about kids 19. They don't really do that kind of thing. And he's got a special bat, and he's got a special personality too. So I think this is a guy that's going to go to Charleston this year. He's a few years away, but I think he could be, you know, this year's Tyler Austin, as a guy that puts up great numbers in Charleston, gets to Tampa, puts up even, you know, better numbers there, and is the top 100 prospect by the end of the year. He would be the first guy I think. And Rafael DePaul is a guy I'm looking at. You know, one of their top international signings a couple years ago, only had his visa approved last March. Still pitched in the Dominican Summer League last year, had some family issues going on. Got great stuff. I mean, 96 to 98, great slider, slash curveball. I call it a slurve. Changeup needs some work, but he's a guy that, you know, at least has a lot of momentum to be maybe this one of the top 100 guys. He had like 85 strikeouts in 60-something innings last year. He's got some great upside. We'll see how he does. Again, he'll be another guy that will probably go to Charleston this year to start, but he's got another chance to be a top 100 prospect by year's end.
Patrick, a lot of people are down on the Yankees farm system. Should they be down as they are on it right now, or is there some big-time talent down there that could come out?
You know, I get this question asked a lot. I think it's ridiculous to be down on the farm system right now. I think people are down on it because there's not much immediate help, and from that perspective, I can somewhat understand it. But even with that, you still have a Zoilo Almonte that they can plug in the outfield right now. You still have a Brett Marshall that you can kind of plug in the rotation if you need be. Mark Montgomery. So I think there's this misperception that they don't have a lot of immediate talent. Yeah, there's not a ton right now, but there's still some impact guys that they can plug in mid-season, towards the end of this year, right now. And their lower-level depth is ridiculously good. You talk about Mason Williams and Tyler Austin. I think a guy no one talks about is Ramon Flores, and they absolutely should be. I mean, this could be a Cano kind of hitter, a Robinson Cano kind of. I mean, he's got a great left-handed bat. He draws walks. He goes to the opposite field. The power is just now starting to develop. He had more homers last year than Cano had at Tampa and Trenton when he played at the same age. So, and this is a guy that's coming along. I mean, they got a lot of guys coming up through the Nick Turley. Brandon Pinder in the bullpen. They've got so many guys coming a year from now. So, yeah, I think the farm system's in great shape. And I think, you know, there's a misperception that there's not a lot at the immediate levels. But like I said, they've got three or four guys that could really help the team, you know, within the next few months here.
That sounds great. Patrick Teal, thank you so much for your time. And you see, Yankee fans, the future is bright. Don't always believe what you read. You have to listen to the Off the Wall podcast, and you have to listen to our boy Patrick Teal break it down. Pat, you know I appreciate your time whenever you come on. Joe does as well. You give us great information. You're there with these guys all year round. You travel all over the place. You miss your family constantly. Joe and myself, we appreciate the job you do. I don't think anybody does it better. Thank you so much for coming on. And with the new podcast, well, not really new, but we're going to start doing this every day. We hope you can, you know, be a part of that as well and get the message of Pinstripes Plus out there, your magazine and the website, pinstripesplus.com. Patrick is the publisher. If you're a Yankee fan, you need to subscribe to both of these publications, online and the magazine as well. I mean, they break down all of these prospects. They get inside these guys' heads. You basically know these guys. If you read these magazines, you know these guys before you hear their names. And then when you hear their names, oh, I know that guy. I saw him in Pinstripes Plus, and Patrick Teal broke him down. I know exactly what he throws. I know exactly what he's been hitting. I can't say it enough. Ever since you came up here and started doing the BP show with me, I've gone nowhere else for my Yankee farm news than you, and I appreciate every time you come on. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.